I'm Sean Power reporting. The Lamar's Police Department has awarded their annual Blue Line Award to David Scow, owner of Beginner's Luck Tackle and Supply. In a Facebook post, the department says David plays a role in organizing and supporting youth fishing events, not only in Lamar's but throughout Plymouth County. He gives the kids the opportunity to learn, have fun, and create memories in the outdoors. Congratulations to David Scow for winning the Blue Line Award. Following up on the Lamar's YMCA's Daddy-Daughter Dance, the Y will host a mother-son glow party next month with a night of games, music, and unforgettable memories planned. The event is designed for all mothers and an important young man in their life, including sons, nephews, friends, and relatives. According to the YMCA, Glow Party is about connections, joy, and creating moments that will shine brightly long after the night ends. Those interested are asked to register ahead to ensure enough food and supplies will be available. The dance will cost $25 per mother and son, with a $5 fee for an additional son, meeting another nephew, friend, or relative. Registration is open now in person or at lamarsymca.org. For questions or concerns, call 712-546-6655. The party itself will take place on Friday, March 13th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. inside of the YMCA gym. The Lamar's American Legion will host their fabulous February steak dinner tonight starting at 5:30 p.m. Meals will be served inside of Legion Hall at 110 Plymouth Street Southwest or by drive-thru. The dinner includes a ribeye steak, a baked tater, veggies, and Texas toast. Meals will cost $22 to dine in or $19 by drive-thru. Those dining in will also have a salad bar and ice cream available. The dinner will take place tonight from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Governor Reynolds and her fellow Republicans in the House and Senate have agreed to raise general state support of public schools by $160 per student. Republican Representative Dan Gelbach of Urbandale says it will amount to nearly $8,200 per student.
The state is going to now allocate almost $4 billion in funding to our public schools. Factor in local property taxes. You add on all federal funds and the save penny, which is the 1% sales tax for school infrastructure, our schools are operating with a total resources exceeding $11 billion annually.
The plan is slightly more than Senate Republicans originally suggested and slightly less than House Republicans proposed. It will provide the 2% per pupil spending increase Governor Reynolds called for in January. House Democrats say this is the ninth year out of 10 that state funding for public schools fails to keep pace with inflation. Representative Heather Mattson of Ankeny says a 2% increase won't provide enough to cover schools' operating costs, including the state-required minimum salaries for teachers.
This bill is survival mode funding. In some cases, it's not even that. Iowans should no longer accept this irresponsibility.
Representative Mary Lee Madison, a Democrat from Des Moines, says this level of funding won't lead to world-class results in classrooms.
Underfunding our schools is not fiscal responsibility. It is civic neglect. We must invest in schools as though the future depended on it, because it does.
Gelbach was the only Republican to speak during Thursday's House debate. He says a demographic reality is there's been more than 5% decline in public school enrollment in the past decade, while the number of school staff has grown by 11%.
With schools losing students in their buildings and adding so much to administration costs, I would suggest they do what Iowa has done and take a hard look at spending and budgeting.
Gelbach and 57 other House Republicans approved the plan, while 5 other Republicans joined Democrats in voting against it. The 2% per pupil spending increase will apply to state-funded education savings accounts for private school students, too. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.